Okay, we're up to the middle of Perek Daled. We are towards the beginning. We are up to... We did Pasuk Gimel. We are in the middle of Pasuk Gimel. Toi b'shnehem asher a'is asher aden lo hoya asher lo yiro'o es ha'maseh hara asher na'asot ha'chas ha'shamesh. So we did already Rashi and the Mitzudos. Just to run through, according to the Mitzudos, the basic idea was that it's good, the people who have not seen all of the harm, the evil that one man can bring upon his fellow man. It's kedai not to be born to witness the cruelty of human beings. And again, the reason why we explained that and we emphasized that was because of the famous Chazal that tell us that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they had disagreed for 2.5 years if it was worthy to be born. Beis Shammai says it's not worthy. Beis Hillel says it is worthy. And the Gemara concluded after 2.5 years, they concluded that Beis Shammai is correct. It would have been better for man not to have been born. And the obvious question is, this discussion already has been decided by Shlomo HaMelech that says, Eis Asher Adin Lo Hoya. So the answer is, which really the Mitzudos alludes to this, the answer is that we're discussing here the cruelty of man against man. That is what it says here in Kohelet. Shlomo never discussed what about man versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's Kedai, if a person knows for sure that he's not going to be subject to abuse, or he's not going to be nichshol in being the aggressor, and he'll live a life, a peaceful life, where there'll not be any harm. Like if you live in a society, a very good society, it's possible where society can protect you from being a victim or can protect you from being an aggressor. But what about your obligation towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That no one can guarantee nothing. That's totally in your hands. Even in the best society, there's no guarantee a person's going to fulfill his tafkid towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, then we learned Rashi. Rashi went into the Midrash. Rashi said they were talking about, for either the first interpretation was the Avos. That the Avos is, I praise the dead, I praise the tzaddikim who have died. We're not discussing to all of the dead, we're focusing specifically on the avos, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Zuchor, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. A medrash I didn't mention last week is, it refers to Moshe, or Moshe himself, because look at Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, all of his takonos are in effect. All of the things that he enacted, for example, Shloishim Yoim, Vaydaber Moshe. The example the Medrash gives is Vaydaber Moshe Modeh Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. That Moshe Tikel Hemli Yisrael She Yisraelim V'Darshim Binyane Shal Yoim Shloishim Yoim Koydim Achag. You should learn the Inyan of the Yom Tov 30 days before the Yom Tov. So that is still in effect today, 3,000 years since the passing of Moshe. Nothing has changed, and all of the takanos, all of the mitzvos that were given by Hashem were really only given through Moshe. Moshe was the one who transmitted all the mitzvahs. So you see, Moshe, who is no longer alive, he was a very great person. He's worthy of being praised. But the people that are alive today, they can't accomplish anything. All of the leaders today, they can't accomplish anything even for the moment. Forget about a legacy for future generations. And then Rashi goes on to say, what is the best? The ultimate best. The ultimate best is Eis Asher Adena. The best is the one v'toyv mishnehem Eis Asher Adena lo hoya Asher lo ro'o es ha'maseh hara Asher na'aseh tachas ha'shamesh. Who's the best? Those 974 generations that were never existed. Hashem really wanted to create the world 1,000 years, 974 generations before Bria, before creation. It was created late in the game. We know that Matan Torah took place at 26 generations. That makes up exactly 1,000. They are the best, because they are even greater than Moshe. They did not see all of evil. There's another medrash that says that when it says V'toiv mishnehem Eis Asher Aden lo hoya, he was referring to the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach is even greater than the Avos. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, all of the great people that have died, that we're praising, that's even greater. But he is, at least when Shlomo wrote this pasuk, Eis Asher Aden Lo Hoya, he did not yet come into existence. But he will come into existence. when his neshama will be inserted in a guf, that person, he when he will come to be, that will be the ultimate best. So the people that people, okay, that's a medrash. Now we didn't really do the targum. Let's do the targum pasuk beis and pasuk gimel. Okay, let's see pasuk beis. Pasuk beis could be we do. Let's review pasuk beis in the targum. Vishabachis ano yoshechivayo dohkivar misu. I praise the dead that have already died. V'loy chazo pur anusa de osya be'olma basar mosehon. And have not seen the poranus, have not seen the churbin that has come to the world after their death. Yatir more so min chayayo de inun koimin be'olma hadein be'oko. And more so than the living who are still alive in this world, be'oko ad kan, which be'oko means the tzara. Oko means the oko is a translation. Here he translates it for the trouble. Ad ke'an, that is still present. Okay, this touches upon the principle is that sometimes Hashem takes away a tzaddik before his time in order that he should not see the suffering that comes later on. Like they say this about many tzaddikim who died before the Holocaust. Before things got really, really bad, they should not have to suffer the horrors of what would come. They died peacefully before. So that's exactly what this pasuk is saying. I praise those people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken before their time. Even though we have a principle of Yofa Sha'achas Ba'olam Hazeh Mikol Karas Ruach Shel Olam Haba, we don't appreciate the value of life, even one moment of life. We don't know how valuable it is. But yet sometimes Hashem makes a calculation that it's better for a person to die early and not see the horror that's going to come in the future. There's no who greater than this was said about this than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, he died, was it 5 years? 5 years before his time, so that he should not see Esav, Avraham, he should not see his grandson, Esav Yatzo Latar Busra, should go out in an evil way. So therefore, this principle is really what the Pasuk here is saying, that Shlomo HaMelech is praising these people who have died and now witness the Puranis that comes after their death. It's a whole different twist in the Pasuk, because if you read the Pasuk on a very simple level, all it says is, I praise the dead, Shekvar Mesup. It doesn't say in the Pasuk that he's praising, the Pasuk is saying that he's praying, there's a reason. I just praise the dead. The dead already have got it over with. It's like, you know, you go to a doctor, you have to go away. It's the guy, you gotta get it over with. No, that's not what it says. It's kedai to live. It's just not kedai to live and see the poranos that comes later on. Okay, now let's... Oh, so he's saying very good. He's saying that he would have had so much nachas from Yaakov. But sometimes a little bit of agmas nefesh, we all know that to be so true. A little bit of agmas nefesh takes away a lot of nachas. So where do you draw the line? Right, where do you draw the line? I read it very interesting that you know, Rav Schwab, when he was very old, so he was in a wheelchair and he was very sick. So one of his grandchildren, I don't understand the conversation, like, said to him, the way the story goes is, are you upset? Are you very bitter that you've been reduced to this matzav? So he said, let me ask you a question. If someone would give you $1 million, here's $1 million, and then a couple of days later he would say, can I just have back $5? I need $5. I gave you $1 million, but I need $5 back. Would you have any tinnitus? Do you have any complaints? Of course not. What's $5? I'll give you back the $5. So he said, Rav Schwab said, Hashem gave me a life. My life was worth $1 million. Like in Marshall, it's $1 million. So here I am at the end of my life. So I'm in a wheelchair. I'm very sick. I can't do this. Like he couldn't hear. I think he was partially deaf. I couldn't do it. So what's the big deal? So giving back Hashem $5. It's nothing. So Rav Schwab had an attitude of you know, he looked at the good. He was able to now look at, but for some people, like Haman had everything going for him. He had the whole world. But there was one Jew, one little insignificant Jew, Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh, so all his gedulos were not worth anything. Okay, so it's all relative, all relative. So I mean, obviously, Avraham Avinu, so the Nachas he's saying he would have had from Yaakov Avinu, Avraham, who never expected to have children. V'enochi holei chariri, ben damesek beisu, damesek Eliezer, he did not expect to have children. Here he had Yitzchak, and now he had grandchildren, Yaakov Avinu, so you would think, you're asking a really tough question. It's a really tough question. That so what? So what he'll see Esav goyotz l'tar v'sra? What about the Nachas of Yaakov? Right, Yaakov, Ish Tom, Yoishay Vaholim, for Avraham Avinu. I don't know, it's a tough question. But, alright, that's what it says. So we hear this is a very important Targum, Targum of Yishmech and Yisav Yishrek Vamesu, they died, and the male of what? That's what the Targum says. It's very fascinating. Velo Yiru, they have died. Velo Chazoi Puranuso de Osio Beomo, Bosar Me Sehoin. Do not have to see the Puranus that will come to the world after their death. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel in the Targum, which we did not do. Vishapir min tarvehon, better than both the living and the dead. Yos da'at ke'an lo hava, that until now did not exist. V'lo isberi be'olmo, was not born into the world. V'lo chazo yos uvado bisho, and did not see the horrible things, the horrors. The Isaved Be'omo Hadein Techo Shemaya did not see all of the evil deeds. The Uvodo Bishuto. That's very similar. That really is not really giving us much of an elaboration. Okay, the Mitsudos was more elaborate. The cruelty of man against man, specifically man against man. Rashi did not see. I praise the Mesim Shekhar Den Lo Hoya. Rashi said the chiddush of the Tobi's name was the 974 generations. All right, we'll leave it with that. It is just one drush I came across. Pasuk Beis v'shabeach ani es hanesim shekvar mesu. We typically put a pause after the word shekvar mesu. I praise the dead who have already died, more so min hachayim asher heima chayim aden, more so than the living that are still alive. But the Darshanim, they put the two together. I praise the mesim shekvar mesu min hachayim. I praise the mesim. You have to take the two words min hachayim, and that's part of the sentence. And that means the Gemara says, what should a person do if he wants to live? So the Gemara says he should kill himself. Memis atzmai. And what does it mean, memis atzmai? You shall deny yourself the pleasures of this world. If a person is a slave to the pleasures of this world, it's impossible for him to live a proper life. If a person has that pleasure, the Gemara says that when a person comes to Shaman, they're going to ask him, why did you not derive pleasure from every single thing that you had an opportunity to enjoy? But everything has to be in the right time and the right place. The right place, the right time. But generally, a person, more often than not, has to deny himself the pledges of this world in order that he can have a proper focus on what is important. So that's exactly what the Pasuk here says. I am praising the dead. What do you mean the dead? The living dead. I'm praising the living dead, meaning shekvar mesu min hachayim. They have taken away from their lives the taiva, the desire to live, to do things that are not proper. Okay, so that's what it means. That's what we're talking about. The people who have succeeded in conquering their yetzer hara, their passions, their taivas for the pleasures of this world. Oh. Adam ki yamas bal ein adam kaina toral name is atsim Allah asher hem more so min chayim asher hem chayim adin kaden pasuk concludes asher hem chayim adin, cuz you read the pasuk in entirety, the end of the pasuk is also very powerful. Josh, the people who have slaughtered the yetzahara, who have taken away from themselves the intense passion to live, to be, the people have taken away from themselves their taivos. Asher, the truth is, these people are the real living people. Asher heima, they are the ones chayim adena. They're the ones that are truly, really living in this world. All right, let's see. Okay, let's go to next pasuk. Pasuk of Kina. Pasuk Dalid v'Risi Ani Es Kol Amol. I've seen all of the toil that occurs in this world. The Es Kol Kishroin Hamaaseh. Kishroin comes from the word kosher. Simply means all of the deeds that are even the things that are proper. We'll see more in the Mitzudos. The Es Kol Kishroin Hamaaseh. The Mitzudos now here says, for the sake of simplicity, Yosher. I've seen all of the good things, kishroin hamaaseh, all of the honorable deeds that are done in this world, kihi kinas ish meireihu, and yet everything that happens in this world is only through jealousy. Gam zehevel ur usruach, this also is futile and it leads to a broken spirit. Okay, let's see what this means little by little. Pasuk Dalet in the Mitzudos David is kol amol. Now, what is amol? Amol, according to the Mitzudos, means heim ho averos shehem amol be'enei hamokim v'ra lefanav. I've seen all of the sins. I'm looking at this world and I see that a lot of people have been nichshol in avera, and a sin causes Hashem tsar, amol, toil. Amol is translating here as pain. Ulahasperes ha'ozen. Amar loshna noifel beben adam shenechshav loy leamol v'yegia. That it, of course, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, does not make a difference if we sin or we do a mitzvah. Hashem, nothing really makes a difference. It's all for us. But in order for us to appreciate what's being said, so the pasuk here is using a borrowed expression. Lahasbir es oizen, to awaken the ear. Amar loshna noifel beben adam shenechshav loy leamol v'yegia. As me miyim repiv, a person that rebels against Hakadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyach Hakadosh Baruch Hu has tsar, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has pain, and I've also seen the kishron hamaseh, maaseh kosher. So it says here words that are kosher v'yoshar, asher he kinas ish meriehu. Now what does that mean? V'rotzoloymar sheloy osuha lishma, mitzvahs that are not purely done l'shem shamayim. Even though it's good, there are things that are done that ultimately are good, but the reason why they were done is only for jealousy. Ki imachmas kina b'roso tiferes re'ehu. Jealousy, when a person sees that his friend is successful, ba'avur kishroin ma'asav, due to his good deeds, u'miskane boy, he's jealous of him, v'yoiches b'ma'asav, he wants to compete with him, wants to copy him, l'man lo tigdal tifarto yolov, in order that his friend should not overpower him. It's an amazing way to describe jealousy. It's an amazing way. What did he just say to the Mitzvah? He says, why is it when a person is jealous? So he asks the average person, what happens when you're jealous? Good, let him have $1 million. I also want to have $1 million. I also want $1 million, right? Isn't that what jealousy is? You see someone who has a beautiful house, you're jealous. I also want to have a beautiful house. That's not what he says. It's not a matter that I also. It's just that he should not have better than me.
You don't wish him well.
What?
You don't wish him well.
In other words, if his house would burn down, if he did not have a nice house, I would also be happy. It's not a matter of I also want to have a nice house. No, what's relevant is that the other person should not. Shocking. That's what the Mitzvah says. What?
That's
Ayin Ra. Ayin Ra. But he's saying over here in the Pasuk, that's what it means. I don't know why he had to say that, but that's what he says. Look what the Mitzvah says. Umiskane boy. Person sees his friend is successful. He has what's called Tiferes, splendor. He's doing very well. V'oiches b'masav. So he copies him. He holds on to his deeds only for only one purpose. Because my goal is, I should have a house that's even nicer. So if I have a house that's even nicer, so then no one, I'll no longer be jealous of him. When I walk down the street and see his mansion, I'm not jealous of his mansion because I have something that's even nicer. L'man lo tigadel tif artoy olav, so that his friend's tiferes, splendor, should not prevail. It's very strange. Okay, Gam Zehevel.
Why is that strange? It's look at the attitude toward Israel, right? What are they? They don't care. They don't want what we have. They just want to take it away from us.
Okay, and Echadami, so he's saying something with very deep insight, which I don't think is the average way we look. When you see someone, the average person sees something very beautiful, and you're jealous, you also want it. Is the average person want to take away that the other person should not have? Let it have. Gesunde hate. You have. Good for you. I also want. Gamani. I also want.
Yankee has a good voice. A good voice.
It's easy for Shlomo to say. Okay.
I mean, one thing psychologists work on nowadays is exactly this. To be truly, sincerely happy for your friend, somebody who has something good happen, something, whatever. Just to be, no strings attached, just to be happy.
Be happy lishma. It's not so easy. It's not so easy. Someone makes a simcha, someone gets married, someone has parnasa. It's not so easy. I know. I have a friend. So he got a job. He got a minimum wage job. He became a rebbe in a yeshiva, a ninth grade or tenth grade rebbe in yeshiva, in a very good yeshiva, with a vibrant yeshiva. And how much are they paying him already? What are they paying him? $30,000, $40,000 with some benefits. Maybe he'll get a health benefits. Maybe he'll get a pension. I don't know what he's getting already. So I said to him, you should make a kiddush. Make a kiddush. You got a shtela. You know, a lot of people, a lot of... So he says, yeah, it's a very big simcha. He would make a kiddush, but he knows that so many of his friends are so jealous. Mm. And what are we talking about here? We're talking over here about, it's not such a... Not, it's not for everyone to be a 10th grade rabbi. But you know, that's how it is. So he was sensitive to the fact that, you know, not everyone, don't rub it in. Not everyone is so, it's interesting, okay.
So people shouldn't give a kiddush when they...
No, that was his feeling. You have a suda soida. You know, to each his own. You can't generalize. Everyone is different. Everyone, that's the way life is. You know, everyone is different. But just his thought was a very interesting thought. Gam ze hovel, gam ki osa kishon mas maseg mikol makom udover shel mamish. So he says something very shocking. Even though the results are good, the results are it's kosher v'yosher, being that the accomplishment only came through jealousy, it's also hevel. Ureus ruach, it bleeds to a broken spirit. Ki eino oisa meritzona, the person is not doing this because he really believes in it. Ki im ba'al korcho yase hamaisa, v'nishbar im kein haratzon, therefore the person's will is broken. It's not sincere. So he's saying over here, we go back to the pasuk, according to the Mitzvot, the pasuk one more time, we see it's called amol. So he says over here, I'm discussing here two different categories. I'm discussing people who commit averos. And that is called this kol amol. Why is it called amol? Amol here is a synonym for pain. Because something which comes with hard work comes with pain. Who is the pain? Hashem's pain. Why does Hashem have pain? Because we were discussing here specifically in Avera. I have seen this anias kol amol. I've seen all of the sins that are done in this world. The Eiskol Kishon HaMaaseh. I have also seen all of the good deeds. I have seen also in this world the Kishon HaMaaseh, all of the mitzvahs. But we're not discussing mitzvahs that were done L'Shem Shemayim. We're discussing mitzvahs that were done out of jealousy. Shaloi L'Shma. Ki hi kinas ish meri ehu. So he seems to be saying that the word the kinasish, the jealousy, is going only on the good deeds. Gam zehevel ur usruach. Both the sins and the good deeds is worthless. Well, really, according to the Mesudas, to the end of the pasuk of Kam, Gam zehevel, even the good deeds, the kishron, the masim hakasherim, and things that are yoshar, it's all hevel ur usruach because it was not done l'shem shamayim. Now, this is really a subject to a very big debate. If a mitzvah that is done out of jealousy is really something which is not to be praised. The way the Mitzudos, he learns mamish pshat in the pasuk, that a mitzvah, kishroin hamaseh, something that is kosher v'yoshar, is hevel. Now, we have another principle that says mitoch shaloi lishma bo lishma. The only way, now the Rambam even elaborates upon this, and the Rambam says, don't think you can ever come to a madrega of lishma by skipping steps. In other words, mitoch shaloi lishma bo lishma means this is the way it goes. You can't jump initially into doing and accomplishing a mitzvah. It takes years of practice to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and to learn Torah to reach a madrega where you could do it 100% l'shem shamayim. It's necessary to start out doing mitzvahs shaloi l'shma. Of course, provided in the back of your mind, you're going to come to do a l'shma. He talks about learning Torah. Children, he says, in order to encourage children to learn Torah, so first you have to give them candies. You give them food. And then, I think the Rambam of the Parashah Mishnayis in Sech Techelik, I think this is in the Mishnayis, Parashah Mishnayis, in Sanhedrin Parachelik, I think it says this. Children, you first have to give them candies. Then when they get older, you give them clothing. And then when they get older, you give them, it gives a whole long list. And then when they get older, you give a person honor, kavod. You give them smicha. You give them honor. And then later, maybe if you're lucky, at the end of the person's life, will come to a level when he will learn Torah, l'shma, l'shem shamayim. Mitoch shalom l'shma bo l'shma doesn't mean it's a bidiyevet. Not everyone, not everyone is encouraged, your children, not every child automatically wants to learn a daf gemara. So you got to give them some kavod, some encouragement, some shloi l'shma. No, it's not a bidiyevet. This is the way it goes. The way it goes is you have to start off shloi l'shma, shemitah shloi l'shma, bo l'shma. It's a process. But here, the pasuk says, the pasuk is very critical, at least according to the interpretation of the Mitzudos, how he learns the pasuk that it's not a good thing when all of the mitzvahs that are done only out of jealousy, because you also want the honor that someone else has, is something which is hevel ur usruach. Now there is, now it's really, it's a pasuk. The pasuk is said in regard to Rachel. Rachel batekane Rachel ba'achoysa. Right? Rachel was jealous of her sister. Her sister, Leah, at that point in time, had a few children. How many? Two children? Three children? I don't know, four children? Vatakane Rachel ba'achoysa. And she complained. She went to Yaakov and said, after Yehuda, of the four children, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, of the four children, Vatakane Rachel ba'achoysa. And she complained to Yaakov. What did she say? She said, "Havali banim v'imayin meisanochi. Give me children. If not, I'm dead." And only because, why did she make this statement? Only because vatikane rachel b'achoysa, jealousy. And then Yaakov said to her, "Atachas l'kim anochi ki mona mimech privaten. Am I in the place of God that has denied from you the fruit of your womb?" Don't blame me, but here we do see that she was jealous. So are we to say that the jealousy of Rachel was hevel ur usruach? Okay, that's a very harsh thing to say about Rachel Imenu. That her
jealousy.
So you want to see was a jealousy? Okay, so that's what we'll come to over. So therefore, what then is a jealousy? Okay. Now we're touching upon something very, very deep. Even now, the Mitzudos was very careful. The Mitzudos was very careful. The Mitzudos tread water. He was very careful. He only said, so when you do a mitzvah out of jealousy, he didn't say you're doing it l'shma, l'shem shamayim. But he was vague. Some want to say that when you're jealous of a person, l'shem shamayim, that is something that is good. That is a very big debate. In other words, Kinas Seifim Tarbi Chachma. That is exactly what would be the jealousy of Rachel against Leah. Rachel was jealous of Leah that she was Megadal children L'Shem Shemayim to be put the Shiftei Ka. So it was L'Shem Shemayim. But some of the commentators, I don't have all the names for you, they say no, even that's exactly what the Pasuk means. Even a jealousy of L'Shem Shemayim, it's a very deep idea. Even when you're jealous of someone L'Shem Shemayim, even that's not good. If Hashem didn't give it to you, There's nothing to be jealous of. And that's how they want to interpret the pasuk in Rachel and Leah. Rachel was Vatakane Rachel Ba'achaisa. So you have to say the jealousy was purely L'shem Shemayim. Having children, so she'll have children, a legacy, she'll have someone, you know, to leave over children in this world with the pleasure of having children in her old age. No, that's not what she was jealous. She was jealous that her sister Leah was bringing into this world people that would serve Hashem. Even that was something that is not proper. Yaakov rebuked her. Hatachas Elokim Anochi Hashem Mona Minech Privoten, which some won't learn to mean is, if Hashem did not give you children, so there's nothing to be jealous of. It's not for you. Even when it comes to matters of L'shem Shemayim, it's not always right to be jealous. It's a very high madrega, such a thing, to say such a thing. And if you take that idea to the extreme, that's also what the pasuk is saying, is that not only have I seen Omol, sin, I've also seen Kishoin Hamaseh, means things that are 100% L'shem Shemayim, but it only came about through jealousy. Kinash Ish Mereyu, and even though the result is pure Kavod Shemayim, if there's a tinge of jealousy, Kina Vehataiva Vehakavod Motzi Nesa Oil Oda Min Ha'olam.
We read many times, you know, kosher places, biographies from
Tzadikim.
They say when he was 3 years old, it's a Geben Azat Tzadik. But children have that. Children are all jealous. Little kids are all also jealous, and they have to work on it.
Okay, so we're not in this madrega today. Today it's probably viewed to be a very good thing to be jealous L'shem Shemayim. There's no question about it. We don't live in a generation where you can say, but if you want to discuss this in Yorei L'Soif Omkoi, Shlomo is saying something very profound. That in the perfect world, if you're jealous of someone's mitzvos, I also want to be able to serve Hashem in such a way, and I can't. I don't have the opportunity. I don't have the koyches hanefesh. That's also a sin. That's also hevel u'asruach. Because if Hashem wanted you to serve Him in this fashion, in this way, He would have given you the opportunity. He would have given you the tools, the spiritual tools, and the physical tools that you need to serve. So if Hashem did not give it to you, so don't be jealous, even if it's a matter of pure honor for Hashem.
Somebody's a good learner, you know somebody, you want to be like him.
Kina Seifer, mamish.
It would spur you maybe to reach a higher level.
Could be well over there is that in those situations you do have the opportunity. See, maybe when it says that this Kina Seifer means you can learn, and I also can learn. It's just that I'm lazy. But if I work on myself, Hashem has given me the same opportunity that He has given. So then, of course, the kinu is very good because you could do exactly the same thing. But let's say like Rachel. Rachel was an akara. She can't have children. I don't have children. Leah has already 4 children. So Yaakov says, if Hashem did not give you the equipment, did not give you a rechem, did not give you the tools, there's nothing to be jealous of. If you could have children and you just didn't have children yet, okay, maybe then there's something to be jealous of. If you can learn the same way, then you can be jealous. But if Hashem has not given you the ability to do this, then there's nothing to be jealous of. Okay, and if a person, but see, that's not really what the pasuk goes on to say. See, it's not really good because the pasuk goes on to say that we're discussing people who did accomplish. There is kishroin hamaseh, which means something indeed was accomplished, but it was only accomplished through jealousy. So that is, according to what the pasuk says, since there is a tinge of jealousy, that is not ideal. It's a necessary evil in this world. Obviously, in our times, the more jealousy, kinas seifer, the better. But, alright, let's go further.
Why do we have to say that Rachel was jealous of Leah? Wouldn't she have wanted children just like Sarah and Rivka before?
We're judging Rachel on our levels. Rachel was from the Imos, so if the Torah records her jealousy, it's not just a jealousy, a mundane jealousy of
Well, how do we
get
from that pasuk that she was jealous of?
Pasuk says explicitly, it's black and white. Vatekane Rachel Baschois. The words are there. Vatekane Rachel Baachosa. Rachel was jealous of her sister.
You can make a case that Leah was even more jealous of Rachel.
Why? Where do we?
Leah always said, even her kid, you have.
Yar Hashem ki snua
anochi. There we go. Yar Hashem ki snua
anochi.
Leah. And he gave me.
You have the love of my husband. What more do you want?
She was okay. Kisnua, but there's kisnua, but it doesn't say that she was jealous. Very interesting. It doesn't say that she was jealous. It doesn't say the word vatakani. I don't know the answer. Okay, let's see. Let's take a look at the Targum. That's the Rashi. Rashi was Rashi pasuk dalid. Rishonis kol amol minu averos. Rashi says the same thing as the mitzudos that we're discussing, the sins, the averos. Shein omol be'enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says exactly the same thing that the mitzudos said, to the other way around. The mitzudos only came like 500 years after Rashi. We all know that, but it was like going in this direction that the omol is omol means sin. I've seen Shlomo HaMelech is saying, I see in this world sin, averos, which causes Hashem pain. The ace called Kishon HaMaaseh, I've seen all of the good deeds, but the good deeds that are done, Sheloi L'Shem Shemaim, She'enoi L'Shem Shemaim, Ela L'Kinas Ish Meri'ehu. The only reason why people succeed, they do good things, is because they're jealous. Shnehem Hevel, they're both futile. Ki hi kinas ish, asher hi kinas ish mei re'ehu. It's nothing more than jealousy. Okay, let's take a look at the Targum, Pasuk Dalad. Targum v'chazei sanoh. I've seen yos kol turcha. I've seen in this world turcha. Now he's translating it not like the Mitzudos and Rashi. The word amol does not mean averois, it means hard work.
Tircha.
Tircha, sweat. I've seen in this world turcha. V'yos kol oitovus uvoda. And I've seen also the good deeds. Okay, I've seen the kishon hamaseh, the good deeds, a hard work, which is, I don't know, he's just saying, and for whatever reason, the hard work he's not putting in the same category as good deeds. Okay, the avdin b'nei enosho arum, that people are engaged in, arum hi kinas kinasa, it's nothing more than jealousy, dikani gevar lechavrei, that one fellow has against his friend, l'nevar chavosei, to copy him, he's jealous of him, to do like him. So he goes on to say here some very interesting words. Memra d'shmaya yoytevle. Hashem ultimately will do good to him. Memra means it will be the decree of heaven. Yoytevle. Udimekanele levish. And a person who is jealous, lenevad kivishte, to do averos, nemro deshmaya, it will be the decree of heaven, yaveh shlei, to punish him. The af dein, and this also is chavlu, is a hevel lichayovot, to the wicked, usvirus rucha, and a broken spirit. Okay, so what he's saying over here is he's saying, oh, he's going way out the Targum. He's eating a lot into the pasuk, and he's saying, I have seen all of the sins in this world, all of the good deeds. And I have seen is that when one man, I don't know how you, I don't really know how he fits this all that's into the pasuk, but he says that when I've seen all of these things, whatever you want, b'derech she'odam roitze leilech sham malichin oisai. That's the basic principle. Hashem will give you what you want. It's very interesting in life, the older you get, if every day you zeicha to live another day, you get to see more things about Hashem's world. And it's very interesting, a lot of times, things that you want very much, you get. You get, okay, you don't get it when you want it. You don't necessarily get it when you want it, you get it at a different point in time. And, like, let's say when you're a child. this is a stupid example, but there are a lot of things in life that are like this. You see a car. I remember when I was a child. Wow, to drive a car must be the most exciting thing in the world. And like you imagine you're driving a car, you know, you do all these things as children to make believe that you're driving a car. I think a car, it's impossible to get a car. A car, you have to be a billionaire to have a car and to have this, to have that. And then you get older and somehow it happens. Somehow, some way, some form, you lease a car, you buy a used car, whatever, you buy a new car, whatever you got. And your childhood dream has been realized. It's been fulfilled. It's true in other things like that. Like I remember, like you learn, like, oh, you'll never finish a masechta. First time I make a siyum to learn shas. Say you learn daf yomi, it's not so impossible. There are a lot of things that you never really think are possible, and you yearn for it. You yearn for it sincerely. And then when you accomplish it, you have to say, you know, it's hashkocha pratis, it's a gift. Many of these accomplishments and these things that you do receive later in line are gifts, and you look back, you know, I wanted to do this, I wanted to have this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'derech she'odam reitze leilech sham ma'lichin ha'isai. Hashem put a person in this world to do good to the person. And Hashem wants a person to be happy and to be satisfied. That is our emunah. And if he wants to accomplish something very great, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the doors and gives you the siyata d'shmaya. And for that person, it's what the Targum says. Hashem will decree. If you see someone else who's very successful in doing good things, and you also want to do those good things, you want to emulate him, you want to be a Talmud Chacham, you want to be a person who does good things, Ma'amar Hashem, Hashem will make it happen. And Rachmana Litzlan, people who want to do Averos, the time comes when you'll have the opportunity to do those Averos. And Och and Vey, woe to that person to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person who wants to do the Averos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him do the Averos. And that's really what the Targum says. The Targum is saying something very profound. Can you look at the Targum one more time? The Chazeis Hano Yoskol Tuchom Yoskol Oitovos Ovudu Odin B'nei Inesho Arum Ki Kinaso Dekani Gvar L'Chavrei. I've seen all of the tircha, all of the good deeds that are done in this world. Everything is just jealousy. Everyone wants to copy their friend. They see something, monkey see, monkey do. Alright, you just want to copy. So it says here, Memra Dishmaya Yoitev Le. I'm going to read. One more time. If a person is jealous of his friend to do chavosei, guess what? Memra Dishmaya, it is the decree of heaven, Yoitivlei, that they will do good to him. You want to be like your friend? Hashem will declare you will be like your friend. You will be able to succeed and do the same good deed that your friend has done. And if you want to do evil, you want to do wickedness, the amal, like your friend does, guess what? It will be the decree of heaven that they will give him the opportunity to do bad. The Avdain, but this, that people are, that this, like the Shparchu has opened up the door to let people do Averos, he concludes, is Havlu Lechayova Usavirus Rucha, is Hevel for the wicked, and is nothing more than a broken spirit. Alright.
It's only
placement,
but it's not
placement. Oh, so that's the thing. But that's a contradiction in Chazal. To do a mitzvah, they help him. Do an avera, paischim lo. But Chazal also say the principle, but derech she'odom roitze leilech shom alichin aso, which is non-denominational.
Why is it plural?
You're
saying it's
a
Hashem, it should be singular.
But derech she'odom roitze leilech shom moilichin. It's a plural. Moilichin means him.
Moilichin is him, it's singular.
They bring him, yeah, singular. Alright, let's now I did thought I had some ideas.
Friday night.
Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk hey. Hakesil chavek es yadav va'ichel es bissarai. The fool now is discussing the in of laziness. The fool folds his hands, the oichel es bissarai. Let's see the mitzudos David. Pasik hey. Chayvek es yadav yichabkeim zeb zerot zolaymar. He folds his hands one onto the other. Lo yinanea yadav la'asoyz bohem b'locha l'hachayoyz es nafsho. He's lazy. He does not engage in a livelihood to support himself. V'yichel es b'saroy b'soyf ein lo yimal le'echol. At the end, he has nothing what to eat. U'bal korcho yoichal b'sar atzmai. Obviously, doesn't make any sense. You don't eat yourself, right? We don't even find it in the Teichacha. And the Teichacha, maybe that's what it means. It means Oichal Es Besar means to eat his children. This week's Parsha.
Supposed to live off your interest. Oichal Es Besar is
the principle. Very good, very good. Gevaldig Pshat. You're living off the principle. Excellent, excellent. Life off the life savings.
How do you spell principles?
Ellie.
Okay, I like that. That's good. Got to write that down. Okay, so maybe what it means over here, Bissar means he eats his children. I mean, that's all part of the Teicha. The person that's extremely desperate. Okay, now we have also over here but the Mitsudo says it doesn't make any sense. It's only a Melitza. Melitza is an expression which basically means Lema Shem Shemish. Shemishamon b'saro, the fat. Shemishanein b'saro yerozeh, the fat of his flesh will yerozeh, will become lean. Ba'avur ha'ra'avon, due to famine. Uchilu ochloy mechoyser hamazon. So it means that it's as if he's eating his flesh. When he has nothing to eat, he loses weight. He loses weight, so that's considered to be oichel es bisaroi, lack of food. Very frightening. Okay, Rashi Pasikei says, Hakesil, who is the Kesil? The Kesil is the Rasha, the evil man. Chayvek es yadav, he folds his hands, ve'ena yogea, he does not work, ve'ena oichel elamin ha'gezel, he only eats from gezel, ve'oichel es besaro. So here he says, a very frightening concept, li'yoyim hadin, sheroye tzadikim b'chavol v'hu nidon kach nidrash b'sifr. Now this is a very fascinating sifrei, and this is very, 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 very deep. What is Gehenim? What is Gehenim? We always think Gehenim is, how we try just to take things in this world and we try to use it as a way to describe. They dip you into a molten pot of lead. Torture. Person is a lot. We try to imagine fire. Fire is 1/60th of Gehenim. But that's not what Gehenim really is. Gehenim is, you eat yourself up. It's in this world, sometimes you have tremendous agony, knowing the mistake you've made. If only I would have done. People, Rahman Lutzan, who go through tragedy, they go through their mind a billion times in their mind. If only I didn't make this foolish decision, this wouldn't have happened. If only I did not, let's say Rahman Lutzan has a car accident. If only I did not try to make the light. Why did I have to go? It was a yellow going red. Why did I make that foolish decision to go through the yellow red light? I just should have stopped. And then this whole thing wouldn't have happened, which completely changed everything. You go through that in your mind a billion times. That's torture. That recognition that you made a mistake and that mistake has cost you everything, it eats you up alive. That's what it calls oichel. So in Gehenim, the person, this is what it says in the books, is that a person's whole life is in front of him. The mind really, we can really see, a person can really see everything he ever did his whole life right now in this world. It's just that Hashem made the mind where 99% of the mind is filtering everything out. You only focus on the present. You forget the past. You don't think about the future. You just, the mind completely filters out everything so you can stay focused and you can exist in this world. But when you remove the filter, and there are people who are sick, people have this sickness, they don't have that filter, then everything that ever happened in your life is in front of you. And you see all the pieces, and you see the Hashkacha Pratis, the Yad Hashem, and you see the foolish mistakes you made every step of the line. Every step, every moment of the day, you did this, and this, this mistake, even a machshava, a foolish thought. And that aggravation is Gehenna.
Living hell.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's a, and that's exactly what it says in the Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean, the oicheles besaroi? Liyoyim hadin. There's no fire. There's no fire. You look at other people and you look at yourself and you realize, well, here it says something a little bit different. It's Shiroyat Sadiq in Bechavayt. You see that Sadiq in Bechavayt. There's really more. It's not just the mistakes you've made. It's the combination of seeing other people who did not make those mistakes. Hakasila is the Rasha. Chayvik has said the Ve'ino Yogeh does not toil in this world. Ve'ino Eichel Elam Nagezel. Ve'ochel Es Besaroi. When will Ochel Es Besaroi? Liyoyim Hadin. Sheroyet Tzadikim B'chovoy V'hu Nidoin Kach. And he is judged.
So if Gehenna is just that, so what is the Nidoin part?
That's the judgment. You're judging yourself. You judge yourself. Who says this? We all think of this as a tribunal. All these malachim, these tzaddikim. First of all, the one thing is for sure, they all say that the best in Hagadol in Shemayim are the people in this world. In other words, in the people who lived in this generation, who know, your contemporaries, who know what the nisyonos of this generation, they're the ones that are Yoshev Aladin. The people, when they're going to judge a person, why did you talk on the cell phone during Chazar Sashatz? So the Dayanim and Shemayim are going to be Dayanim who in their lifetime also had cell phones, also had smartphones in their pocket. And they know what a smartphone is, and they know what the Nisayon is. And they lived with it. So they are in a position to understand the person's Nisayon, why he did the Aveira. Were you going to take someone from 1,000 years ago? Different world. They don't relate to you. Okay, but then there's a Madrega of judgment where you judge yourself in this world. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you in a situation and he causes you to judge other people. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is doing is he's causing you to judge yourself. Because
it's mashma that the nidin is the lack of cover. So they can have cover. You don't have cover.
Well, I think it has to, because we go back to the Hakasil is Harasha Chayvik as Yoda, Ve'ino Yogev, Ve'ino Echeles Elamin Agaz, and the Rasha, the Kasil is the Rasha, is the fool. He does nothing, and he eats, he doesn't earn his own keep, and he eats from Gezel. The Eichel, and he's going to be Eichel Besar Oli Yamadin, he throws in Shirai Tzadik and Bechavav Hunid there's a Chazal that says that, there's another Chazal that says that one is Gehenim, Mamish is that Kol Tzadik is Nichveh, is burnt, mechupasa shel chaverai. Everyone in Shemayim has their own palace and their own makayim, and it's custom built based upon the person's accomplishments in this world. And when you to go for a stroll on Avenue L of Gan Eden, and you see all of the palaces, and you see all the different people, and you see their accomplishments. That's jealousy. It fits in very well to the previous pasuk. That jealousy, I had the opportunity that they had, and I squandered my opportunity, and now I have nothing, and that itself burns the person up.
Instead of a real fire, it's, I feel such shame that
shame.
Shame, you feel that burning sensation.
Yeah, yeah. The shame is the burning sensation. Yeah, yeah. That's what Gehenim is. It's a very, very fair. Eichel es bitter. Now let's see first the Targum, and then we'll see some other inyanim. The Targum says Pasike is Shotya. Shotya is the fool. Azel he goes umigofef yod Yos Yodoi Yodoi. Now here he adds in a whole new interpretation, Be Keta, in the summertime. Doesn't say the word summer anywhere in the pasuk. This is all the Targum's embellishment. The summertime is the time when you should prepare for the future, for the coming year. The Lord Saveh, he does not want Lemitrach to trouble himself to prepare for the winter. Uvisisva, and in the winter time, Yechol Yos Koma de Islay. And in the wintertime, what does he do? He eats his life savings. V'afilu kisu de'al meshach pesrei, even the garment of his flesh, he has to sell. Kisu de'al meshach pesrei, upon the skin of his flesh. So it says over here, according to the Targum, we say something very interesting. V'oichel es pesrei means, doesn't mean his flesh mamish, it means his clothing.
Clothing.
He has to sell his clothing in order to buy food, what to eat. Okay, so Sach HaKol, we have over here so many interpretations. The steal is the fool. Chayvig Yadav is lazy. He steals, according to Rashi. According to the Mitzudas, he just doesn't want to earn a living. Oichel es besara, either it's a melitza, he loses weight. He goes on a diet. Not by choice. But out of necessity, because he has nothing what to eat. They taka say this, that's the best diet. The best diet is not to have food in the house. If you want to lose weight, people who have children, you know, they have a very hard time losing weight. People who have children. Because you always have a full refrigerator and a full closet of food, whether it's junk food. You got nash, you got kids, right? If you got five kids, you can have in the refrigerator, you name it, al chazarai. And in the freezer, you're gonna have ice cream and hot dogs, and you have in the refrigerator, you're gonna have all these cereals. You're gonna have it. That's the way it is. So when you get hungry, if it's there, you know, I gotta help myself also. But if you really want to lose weight, you don't have it. If you don't have it, you come home at night, there's nothing in the refrigerator. There's nothing to eat. There's nothing in the closet. What am I going to do now? Get in the car and go to Walgreens. Go to some restaurant. I'm too tired. So what do? You go to sleep. You wake up the next day. Not bad. I lost 3-4 pounds. It's the best thing. Always.
Food stamps theft. Food stamps.
What do you mean food stamps? If the government gives it to you because you're eligible, you're eligible. If you're not eligible, it's gezel. What's a shayla? Okay. If you're eligible to receive it, if you're not eligible to receive it, it's gezel. Like anything else. Shayla is if you're eligible to receive food stamps and you're using it to buy cigarettes. Is that gezel?
Can't. Some stores you can.
What?
Some stores allow.
Okay.
That's where you go shop.
So we used to buy a television. You go into the electronics store. Except on Amazon. I'll send me my food stamps to buy electronic gadget. Okay, but Targum, obviously, we have here a whole long list of interpretations. Okay, one more interpretation is, this is really spooky, is the Medrash. I think there's a Medrash or a semi-Medrash says the Kaseel is who? Who is the Kaseel in rabbinic literature? The Zokain Kaseel. Who is the Zokain Kaseel? The Satan. The Kaseel Chayvik Es Yadav. All he has to do is just, he doesn't have to do very much. He folds his hands and he lets a person. Okay, he said chayvik, that means he tries to kill a person. Chayvik, I said, we interpret chayvik means he folds you like this. But chayvik can mean to choke you. It means to choke. Chayvik, I said, means he folds his hands with you in the middle. If you make what's it called? The police do this. neck? What do they do? What is it called? When you try to choke someone around their neck.
Chokehold.
A chokehold. A chokehold is basically chayvik es yadav. You fold your hands around yourself. The only difference is you have the neck is in someone. So that's exactly what the satan. The kaseel is the satan. The zakin kaseel chayvik es yadav. He chokes the wicked neshamos in the olam ha'emes. The oichel es bisaroi, and eats his flesh. Meaning the his over here refers to the victim. Dracula. and he eats the rasha. Okay, let's go to the next pasik vav. Toiv b'leichaf nochas b'leichafayim amul v'shuach. It is better one calf, one spoonful of nochas of peace. Of two fistfuls of mol usruach. Now, what does this mean? Let's see the mitzudos pasuk vav says toiv v'yoyser toiv laharviach maat kimoloi kaf hayad. It's better. It's much better to profit a little bit. Kimoloi kaf hayad. It's a spoonful, a ladle. The yihye b'menucha v'hashkeit. It should be b'menucha with peace. Milaharvia harve kimloichaf naim two fistfuls. The yihye ba'amul rav v'shever rotzayin. Rotzaloimar lasoitz davar shein daitoy noite elo v'ein cheftsoy bezeh. To do something which you did not desire. In other words, you should love what you do. You should love what your occupation. If a person does not enjoy what he does, all the money is not worth it. A person can make ends meet but enjoys what he does, this is something which is honorable. Toiv, it is better, meloichaf, a small amount, just one fistful of nochas. It has been earned through satisfaction. You have enjoyed pleasure of what you do. Mimeloichaf mayim, then earning double that amount, amol, that has only come through amol, uru'us ruach, that has come from hard work, uru'us ruach, toil and a broken spirit. I hate my job. If you hate your job, even though you make a lot of money, it's going to kill you at the end. It's just not worth it. Better to find a job where you can survive on and you enjoy what you do. That is the interpretation of Mitzudos Rashi. Toiv moloi kaf nachas liyos koine nechassim at umiyigiyoy shiyehe bohen nachas ruch liyoytzroi. Rashi says we're not discussing different options of parnasa. We're discussing theft. It's better. Nachas here now refers to your pleasure, but according to Rashi, nachas is the pleasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has satisfaction that you have earned in honest living. It is better to earn a small amount of money, but it has come through nachas. Hashem has nachas, the Yitzra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is satisfied. To earn a lot of money, nechasim harbe ba'avera, shehu omol, the atzmus ruach lefnei hamakom, which is omol, which is painful and sad before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A whole new twist on the Pasuk. And according to the Targum, Pasuk Vav, Tov l'gvar melei chufnei mechla behanoyas nefash. It's good for man to eat a small amount, one fistful, with menuchas hanefesh. Okay, so that's really what the Mitzudos says, but then he says what Rashi says, uvilo gizela, without theft, v'chotoyfin, and snatching, min terrain, more so than taking two fistfuls, chufnin, malyon mechla bigozela, v'chotoyfin, by snatching. And then he adds in over here something which is not saying in the pasuk, "Va'asid l'shalama b'dina b'turcha u'v'sivus richa," and he's going to pay the price. He's going to pay the price of ru'us ruach. So he translates here ru'us ruach, meaning that in shamayim, in the next world, he's going to have to pay in din through the al yidei torah through punishment. So the Targum is really bringing together Rashi and the Mitzudos by translating Nochas. He does not say Nochas means Hashem's Nachas Ruach. It says Nachas means His Nachas Ruach, His satisfaction. And that means He will be satisfied if it does not come through Gezel. More so than a double portion that comes through Amal, through sin. Because what is going to be the result if he sins and he acquires his wealth, he accumulates wealth through Avera? It's going to be Re'us Ruach. He's going to be punished. He's going to be subject to Din Shamayim, and they're going to punish him and cause him to suffer. Okay, that's a whole different. That's different than what. That's different than Rashi and the Mitzudas. Rashi and the Mitzudas, they say that the hard work comes through toil and through a broken spirit. No, that's not what the Targum says. Targum says the Ruach Ruach is going to be the punishment. He's going to be punished in Shemayim, and when they punish him in Shemayim, he's going to have to suffer the consequences of having a broken spirit. All right. So these are the three interpretations, and then let me just tell you over here a vort. Okay, this is the Medrash. Okay, the Medrash here says there are two Midrashim. One Medrash interprets this pasuk in reference to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, this is very, very deep. Yaakov Avinu, most of his life was tsar. How many years did he enjoy in his life? Menuchas HaNefesh, 17 years. So the Medrash says, Toiv Hoyol Le'Avinu Yaakov Elu Shiva Esrei Shana B'Mitzrayim, the last 17 years of his life, Shenemar Vayichi Yaakov B'Eretz Mitzrayim Shiva Esrei Shana Shehoye Oysam B'Nachas. Those years were Nachas. He was surrounded by his family. He had Yosef to support him. That was much, much better than all of the years of his prior years. Mimeloy Chofnayim Omol Ru'usrach Mimeya Ushloishim Shana, 130 years, Shalohoye Elokulam the Omol Shenemar, Vayistoim Esav Es Yaakov. From the moment that Yaakov stole the brachos from Esav, he had to run away to Lavan. He had to work there for 20 years. He did not get along with Lavan and all of the problems that happened. So that's what it says over here. And then all the tsaros that happened after with the Tsar Gedol Banim and Mechiras Yosef. So that's we dash in this pasuk specifically in reference to Yaakov Avinu Toiv. Why do we know to dash in this pasuk? What's the key? What's the trigger that this pasuk is a code for Yaakov Avinu and his life? Very simple. Toiv. What is Toiv Bigamatria? 17. How many years did Yaakov Avinu live? The last 17 years. Toiv. Miloy Chaf. It was only a small amount, but it was a Chaf Nochas. He had Nachas those last 17 years. Miloy Chaf Naim. All of the accomplishments that he did through the other 130 years, it only came through Omol Ureus Ruach. Okay, another Medrash talks about Limud HaTorah. Now this is very interesting, is that a person is better to learn a small amount. A person should better learn Toiv Me'at Bekavana Meharbe Beshalai Bekavana. Learn a small amount and master it. And it should be Nachas. It should be pleasant. If someone asks you a question, you should be able to give an answer in a moment's notice. You should know it by heart. Even though it's only a small amount. It's only better than learn and omol and toil and spend a lot of time conquering many sections of Torah where it's not nochas. It's ureus ruach. It's frustrating. Why is it frustrating? Because you don't know what you're talking about. You know a lot about nothing, right? That you know nothing about a lot. How does it go? What's the right expression? Both ways. A lot of nothing and nothing of a lot. You spend a lot of time. People complain. They learn it off young. They learn. They learn the whole shas, and then you ask them. So now tell me. Like you know, the classic story is the person is learning Masechta Yevamos, and they're ready 3/4 to the Masechta. And then the Talmud goes to the Magid and says, Rebbe, I come to Daf Yomi every single day. I'm the first one here. I make the coffee. I'm the best Talmud. And I'm listening to you talk about all the sugis, the shar sugis of Yavamis already for a couple of months. And you're dashing about Shemeres Yavam. The Shemeres. I just have one question I want to clarify before we finish the Masechta. Is the Shemeres Yavam a Shemer Chinam or a Shemer Sachar? So this is called, you learned the whole Yevamos, the Ganze Yevamos. But what is the whole Yevamos? It's Omol Ureus Ruach, a broken spirit. What have I taken away from this? Better Miloy Chaf, just learn a little bit, learn a few Mishnayos, and it should be Nochas. It should be pleasant. It should be something which you have satisfaction. You know what you're talking about. It's mamash aferes shachazal. Okay, I'll read the words. This is a vayikra rabba.
I want to know what it's
all. I'm not putting down daf yomi. Believe me, I'm the biggest supporter of daf yomi. Chas v'shalom to put down daf yomi. Chas v'shalom daf yomi is gold. Okay, there's nothing that I'm not talking about. I'm just saying the principle, that's something, a very frightening principle. You can go your whole life without having the satisfaction, learning of having a miloy chaf nochas. You learn a little bit. You learn one mesach the mishnayis. For some people, to know, you know what the satisfaction of really knowing something is. It's a tremendous feeling. There are people that mamish, they go to daf yomi inside out. And even one mishnayis, he asked them to take one mesach the mishnayis for a base avel. They take it, and they try to do it, and they can't. But what do you mean you can't? Obviously, something is wrong. There's something wrong. If you go to daf yomi, you claim you're daf yomi, and you can't even learn one mesach the mishnayis, there's obviously a problem here.
The course is not part of daf yomi.
No, even the mesachs are part of daf yomi. It's a problem. It's a problem. And that's exactly what the Medrash here says. Many takeoffs on this idea over here, and all different takeoffs, but that's basically, don't only apply this to Torah, to Parnas, apply this also to Talmud. So Sach HaKol, we have like five different interpretations of this passage. We have according to the Mitzudos, Meloichaf Nochas, what does it mean? It means when you have a different type of Parnasa, when you go out to look for a career, right, after you retire is when you first begin to look for a career, right? Right after you retire from work, that's when you have to first look for, now you do what you really want to, now you look to do what you really enjoy doing. So, meloy chaf nochas, look for a parnasa that you're going to have happiness, even if the parnasa, the income, is only a small amount. Better than shoot for the stars to earn billions of dollars and have nothing but omol uru'us ruach. Rashi says earn an honest livelihood. Even if you make peanuts, better make peanuts, and it should be honestly, and it should be a nachas to who? To the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then to make a lot of money, and it should be agmas nefesh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Targum seems to combine the two together. He says the word nachas is your satisfaction, but he also says it should be honest. So he's taking the mitzudos, you should have satisfaction, but he throws in the targum, Rashi. It should not be begezel. Better than go and do something which is, have a lot of money that comes through omol, through deceit, through sin which is not going to be good. And then the second chiddush of the targum is, he says, ru'us ruach is to suffer the consequences of punishment. If you earn a parnasa that's dishonest, you will be a criminal. And you will be on trial, and you will be declared guilty, and then you will have to suffer the punishment. The fourth idea we mentioned was from the Targum, that this is referring specifically to Yaakov Avinu. Those 17 years was gold, relative to the other 130 years. And that's a very deep idea, because sometimes in life, you know, it's a few moments in life that, like we mentioned before, sometimes a lot of pain is worth it for a little good. Sometimes you see people, they have a very, very troubled life, and then they have a couple of really good years. You know, a couple of good, and those good years, it makes it worth everything. You know, you even have people.
There's a stamp because it was 17 years outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's only 7.
Okay, and if not, you can't have everything. It was in Golos.
What's the next pasuk if the Vayechi Yaakov, Vayikru Ruhi Mei David Lomos? So that's the portion to say that, oh, you're enjoying it here in Mitzvah?
Too much.
It's time to die.
Not too much. But you know, it's like you see very, some of the very famous people who have changed the world, and you look at their lives. Most of their lives were uneventful, very average, nothing spectacular. So you can say the same thing about a billion people. It just happened that 2 years of their life, they found themselves in the right place in the right time, and they had the right idea, and the right talent, and they did something, and that those 2 years or that year or that few months, it changed everything. And what about the rest of their lives? You would think their whole lives they were gearing up to like I know someone who wanted to be a rabbi. He did everything right. He trained, he studied all of the right things that a rabbi needs to know, and he got smicha, and he took rabbinic training courses, and he got shimush. He did everything. He didn't find the right job. He just didn't find the right, he couldn't find the right shtela. So what did he do? He went into computers. I think he sells insurance on the side, computers, does other things. That's it, he's done. And then he had a chavrusa. This is so disturbing. Like, this whole thing, the chavrusa is the last person in the world that wants to be a rabbi. The last, and he didn't get smicha. He never took one rabbinic training course his whole life. Nothing. And then the chavrusa is a Talmud Chacham. And they're both probably equivalent. It's being Talmidei Chachamim, these two chavrusas. And then it just came to him. It came to him, and he got a job, a really good job. The people say, you know, you're qualified. You sent kollel. You did this. You did that. Okay, you never went. You don't have smicha. Okay, and you didn't. You're not really. You don't have experience. But we want someone that thinks out of the box. And they took him, and he's very successful. And to me, it's just very disturbing how one guy. This was his role. This was going to be his life. Is going to be a rav. And now he's selling insurance. And this guy never even thought about it. And it just fell into his laps. So, you don't know. How did that come in? So this person can look back on the beginning of his life and he can say, it was just average. I never had any machshavas. If the person who was planning to be a rabbi would have become a rabbi, and let's say you could be a very successful rabbi, then the history... In the history books, they would write about him. What would they write about him? His whole life, from the moment he was born, he was a rabbi. 120 years. When he was born, he was already learning the sugyas to become a rabbi. Everything was gearing up. His whole life was he trained to become a rabbi. He was a rabbi, and so on and so forth. And the other person, most of his life was uneventful. Uneventful. And then all of a sudden, it came to him, he became a rabbi, and now his life is defined as being in this shtela. That's what it says by Yaakov Avinu. The 17 years of satisfaction is how Yaakov defined himself. Those 17 years of satisfaction are the toiv. And the other years, it didn't make a difference. I mean, everything, of course, lit up. You can't deny anything. But when you saw you in the sun, there's a little light takes away a lot of darkness. Okay, and the fifth pshat is what we said, that this refers specifically to Talmud Torah. A person should master a miktsaya, a section in learning, even if it's small and insignificant, and it should give him satisfaction. And that satisfaction, in many ways, can be greater than the maloy chasam of amal rusruch. Okay, we'll stop.